A look at what's going on in the Humboldt Community Schools. Brought to you by Northwest Bank.
97.7 The Bolt. It is 724 and 46 degrees. Choir director Ben Shavers is in studio for Wildcat News this morning. Ben, thanks for joining us. Or Mr. Shavers.
Yep.
Yes. Which do you go by? What do your students
for
call you,
students,
Mr. Shavers?
It's either Mr. Shavers or Shavers. So I get a lot of Shavers just because you have like all the football, you know, kids that do choir and different things. It's like Shavers, Shavers, you know. And I'll have older teachers that are like, why isn't it Mr.? And I'm like, well, I definitely prefer Mr. I will totally take, they're not meaning any disrespect when they say it that way. So you're just like, Shavers, I got to figure this sound cue out, or I got to figure this line. I'm like, come on, let's go work on it. So
well,
it's entertaining.
That's good that you have a good relationship with the students. And I know you work very hard. I was at the game last night and I saw that you were doing a dress rehearsal?
We were doing a dress rehearsal last night. Probably you saw me running around with my head chopped off and trying to get people where they needed to be, but it worked out. We mostly got through the show. So
tell us about this musical.
We are doing White Christmas this year. The kids have put in a lot of work. We probably have about, I think total with our crew, probably about 55 kids that are helping us this year. So a little fewer than last year, which is kind of nice. It balances out. We almost had so many kids. I think we had close to 70 last year. So it's like, yes. And then there's so many people to be like, wait, what are you doing? What are you supposed to be doing? You know? So, but it's awesome that we have that many kids every year that are interested in learning about it. So every year we try to, you know, we try to train kids on lights, on working a soundboard, on working the spotlights. So, you know, you get a good kid. Ooh, you like spotlight. Cool. You're in. Ooh, darn, you graduated. Okay, who can take your place? So, you know, doing that every year is always fun to see the kids that actually do step up and want to learn and want to do it. And those are the ones that are like, awesome, you can take this, you can run with it. Cool, you want to learn how to do this, you're take initiative, go do it, you know. So we've got a couple of great kids that learn, they're wanting to learn light board, they'll learn soundboard, that are mostly handling this year. Aiden Fiengo has been doing a great job on our soundboard, for instance, and he's pretty much headed up. I need to download cues, Shavers, I need to go do this. And I'm like, all right, go for it. So I'm sitting down in the pit conducting and he's running all the cues, everything. So when you have those kids that actually put in the work beyond me having to get on them or hollering, you know, where's our stage crew? You know, you need to be out here. Where was so-and-so? Their line's coming up. And the kids that actually take it really seriously are such a joy to have. And most of them do. It's a great time and they put in a lot of work. So we are a little bit behind with our auditorium renovation. It's coming along and I'm excited to see the results. It already looks really good. But that has played with it. So we've had to put in a lot of later rehearsals, just trying to make up for some time we lost in the first beginning of the year. But I think it's going to be a great show. So if you haven't seen White Christmas, it's about a couple of guys that meet in the army, you know, do some songs, decide they want to put an act together, end up meeting up with some other ladies later on and end up going to Vermont instead of going to Florida for a show, and they're Broadway singers and they realize that their old general has now bought an inn that's failing and they want to try to help him. So they try to put the whole show on. And of course you have the drama and the humor of everything meeting up with these ladies that they agree with and disagree with. And it's a fun show and it's got some really good one-liners. And I think some of the actually smaller roles have them probably the best one-liners in the show. That's so entertaining. You know, to watch that comic relief play in. And it's like trying to tell anyone who does anything in drama or musical. It's like if you can understand that, yes, there are like four lead roles and they do all the singing. But like, okay, you have like four lines. But dude, your four lines are the funniest in the show. If you own that little bit role, everyone's going to remember you. Not the leads, because you were the funny one. Like we went and saw... We took our seniors to see Grease last year on the Chanhassen stage in Minneapolis. And the best thing, the whole show, they're like, oh my gosh, the teen angel, you know, in Grease. It's like a 3-minute song and you never see him again, you know. And that 1 3-minute role, they were like, that dude was amazing. And I'm like, what about the leads? Oh, like they were good. The teen angel, though, was so good, you know. And so it's like if you can get every kid to understand, like, no, you have one small role in two lines, but... We had Alyssa Kinder got into the Iowa High School Musical Theater Awards last year for 15-second solo that she had. You know, she didn't have a very big role. She had a couple of lines, and she had one little song by herself for like 20 seconds. And they were like, the adjudicators went, that was cool. You get in. And she got a special recognition and got to go dance at, you know, end of the year. So it's like, yes, our lead got in, Matthew Hunter. That was awesome. But like, she didn't have the biggest role in the show. She just owned that bit part. So the kids you see that put the work in, they're the ones that's like, you guys, people will see this. And so the more we can train the kids, and hopefully, you know, they're not going to do musicals probably in Broadway the rest of their lives. But if we give them a chance to get that bug for drama or music, then it sticks with them. It's something you can do on the side the rest of your life, whatever. So I think it's going to be a great show.
Sounds like it. Yeah. Do you remember who the original actors were?
Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye, at least in the movie.
Yeah.
And there's two, you know, two, they're variations from the movie. And that's what I grew up watching. I had actually never seen the Broadway version here till last year when we're like, let's do this. And I'm like, wait, there's different. Oh, yeah. I know there's different music because it's Broadway. But like, I've seen White Christmas. I've actually not seen the Broadway version. So I had to go back and do my homework. And it's so cool to see what you know. And then like, wait, oh, they do that totally different than the movie. But so I think we got some really, really good leads that have put in a lot of hard work running their songs. And that show will be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday next week at 7 o'clock. And tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for students. They're available in the office or at the door. You'll have brand new seats to sit in. You'll have some nice carpet, some new paint, and it's really given the whole place a really cool facelift. I just think my favorite thing that we've been doing this last year is all the murals that they've been putting through the school, like commemorating the students and just all our pictures they put together. I'm not sure. I know Tiffany Nelson was in charge of at least recruiting our photos, but like the mural, we have a really cool mural in the front of the auditorium now that has not just like, oh, the last 2 years, like they found photos from like probably the last 20 years, I'd say, of people I knew back in like 2010 and students that I've had. And they blended that together into this huge, you know, performing arts center mural. So it's so cool to see like our students commemorated, and that's going to go forward. And you can have, you know, hey, that was me 20 years ago, still on that mural years later. But
now your sound system, you'd mentioned that you have new sound in the front.
Yeah. So we've added, as part of it, we're still waiting on getting a new soundboard that's coming, but we've got a really cool, we've updated all of our lights. So everything has gone from being incandescent to all LED. So a lot less heat on stage for sure. Mm-hmm. But now we have the ability to like use color and have movers so we can program those to actually run with the show, just like almost like a Broadway stage. And we've added a front edge to our stage to add more monitors and speakers right there in the front. So there wasn't very bad before, but we always had this kind of dead spot that if you were like in the very front row, the amps are sitting, you know, up high above you, and the sound doesn't quite reach right at you. So that will actually help allow that first couple of rows to have a better sound quality coming from the microphones. So
$10 will get you a better experience.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I mean, same hard work from years past to today, but it's going to be a cool experience.
If you want to do the very front row and sit like 3 feet behind me and just like look at my back the whole night as I'm conducting, I mean, go for it. I wouldn't recommend it, but go for it if that's what you want to do.
Looking forward to it. White Christmas, good luck with that.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. What do they say? Break a leg?
That is indeed. Break a leg.
Nice. Well, Benjamin Shavers, the choir director at the high school, we're talking about the musical that's coming up next week. You said Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yep.
And tickets are $10. Get them at the door. Buy them in advance.
Yep. They're in the high school office. You can get them at the door, or you can show up, or you can call the office and say, I want whatever. I will say one caveat is the numbers are a little different. So don't assume that if you're getting ticket, you know, A row A, ticket one, I'll just get 1 through 5. It is a little different. So the center of the auditorium is in the hundreds. So like if you want row C, 101 to 115 is the middle section. Stage left, so I guess if you're walking in the auditorium, the right side is even numbers and the left side's odd numbers. So if you get 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, you might be disappointed because suddenly you have 2 seats on this side and 2 seats on that side. So they go like 1, 3, 5, 7, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. But the secretaries all know that in the office, and we've explained that, hey, just let people know with the updated seats. It's how they do it in Broadway theaters now, that's not just in order. So that's one little thing. But
that's good to know. Thank you, Mr. Shavers. Again, good luck, and thanks for coming in. Always good to visit with you.
Yes, sir.
And look forward to the musical next week.
It's always fun.
Wildcat News on Classic Hits, 97.7 The Bolt. It is 7:33, 46 degrees.